It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. We've talked a little bit about violent crimes and domestic violence. What about property crimes? Are people locking their doors?
I wish they would lock their doors, both on their homes and their cars, a lot more. So just a common responsibility, you gotta lock your doors. We have had a pretty consistent, not necessarily growing, level of burglaries in town. It is not one of our top 10 most occurring crimes. But we do also see a lot of crimes of opportunity that are theft. Somebody leaves a garage door open, they leave stuff out in the yard. Car burglaries in Kansas, a lot of other states, they don't classify that as a burglary. It's a car prowl, it's a misdemeanor, but in Kansas it's not. But we find almost all of the car burglaries involve vehicles that were left unlocked. And unfortunately, lots of times those are crimes of opportunities. Usually our suspects in those kinds of things are teenagers who are idle, don't have anything to do. They're out late at night. They're wandering around. They see a bunch of coins or a backpack laying inside a vehicle, and boom, it's unlocked and the stuff disappears. That's not uncommon for cities of our size. But not so long ago, people did not feel the need to lock their doors or windows. But as I said, times have changed, and so has the need to use those locks for protection. According to the National Crime Prevention Council, most individuals do not have the proper lock security, and only half of Americans have deadbolt locks on all entry doors to their homes, and nearly one in five have none at all. That's pretty amazing to me. The National Crime Prevention Council, which we are a member of, recommends checking and updating old locks on all your doors and windows, replacing them with ones that provide protection from keys being duplicated without your knowledge. And this is a good time of the year to kind of take a look around the house now to make those improvements before fall comes and winter, because nobody likes to be working out in the wintertime to improve doors, locks, and lighting security. So the other key things that we recommend for everybody in Parsons, lock your doors, use your locks, do some yard work. It's not just about aesthetics, because if you've got a lot of plants and trees and shrubs that are overgrown around your house, great places to hide. We can't see people hiding in that jungle forest from the roadway when we're doing patrolling. Do some yard work. Know your neighbors, kind of common sense. Make sure all outside entrances, front, back, side, have good lighting so those burglars can't easily hide.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.